Weiss Concise Trustee Handbook, Express Trusts Under the Common Law. This audio file is brought to you by WeissConciseTrusteeHandbook.com. For private entertainment use only, the information presented in this audio file is published with the understanding that the author and publisher, jointly and severally, are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. All decisions made based on the following material are ultimately done at the sole discretion of the listener. Author and publisher, jointly and severally, assume no liability whatsoever. Visit WeissConciseTrusteeHandbook.com for amazing trust knowledge and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining a lodial title of property. Express trust under the common law. The most adequate definition of the express trust is to be understood from the earlier case law, which has been eloquently summed up and restated into a clear, concise definition by Alfred D. Chandler, ESQ, see footnote 6. In a report submitted to the tax commissioners of Massachusetts on unincorporated associations, see footnote 7. His study was conducted as part of a legislative investigation into their economic effect on the state in 1911. In the first part of the report, at pages 6 to 7, he offers the following definition: express trusts put the legal estate entirely in one or more persons, while others have a beneficial interest in and out of same, but are neither partners nor agents. This simple, adequate, common law right, any person or group of persons sui juris may exercise, see footnote 8, the trustees issuing certificates of beneficial and capital interest divided into shares, as well as issuing bonds and other obligations as freely as they open a bank account, have a passbook, and draw and circulate checks, or make whatever contractual relations are allowed to persons as a natural right. Italics emphasis supplied in original, bold emphasis and bracket information added. What becomes clear from this definition is that the express trust is not merely a property interest held by one for the benefit of another like any basic trust. Rather, it is a trust created by private contract for the holding of a divisible property interest wherein the trustee is empowered by the settlor to do for a beneficiary of his, the trustees, choosing whatever he may do for himself as an individual sui juris. See footnote 9. What has been created here is a trust organization, lawfully, by natural right. As a general proposition, it may be asserted that one who creates a trust may mold it into whatever form he pleases, and that whatever one may lawfully do himself, he may authorize another to do for him. See footnote 10. Doing so requires no benefit, privilege, or franchise from any government or other outside party. See footnote 11. And therefore, the parties owe no duty to any government or other outside party to the extent that no common law criminal or civil wrong is the purpose of the contract. See footnote 12. When done properly, the trust is afforded all the common law protections ordinarily given to private contracts, particularly the obligation of them. See footnote 13. Now, the question is whether the parties to the contract are truly acting sui juris, i.e., of their pure, unadulterated common law, natural, rights. Because if the parties import or associate benefits which grant an outside party a vested interest in the proposed contract, then the contract has acquired a third-party overseer/intervener. See footnote 14. This audio file was brought to you by WeissConciseTrusteeHandbook.com. Visit WeissConciseTrusteeHandbook.com for amazing trust knowledge and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining a lodial title of property.